Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fallen Lord's Christmas by Winter Travers, narrated by Melissa Barr and Paul Bryan. December 1st. Alice. 25 days! 4. I glanced at Wren. I just said 25, not 4. She laughed and shook her head. I mean, it's 24 days, not 25. You don't count the actual day. I rolled my eyes and waved my hand at her. It's a miracle I even know what day it is, so you need to give me a cookie or something. She grabbed the open canister of baby puffs. This is the best I can do. Penny is obsessed with them, though, so don't let her know you ate some. I'm not going to eat your baby snack, Wren. I grabbed the container and looked inside. But what do they taste like? I pondered. Kingston wasn't quite old enough to be snacking on these little morsels, so I hadn't been able to try them. He was munching on rice cereal pretty good for the past month, and that tasted like shit. Please tell me these taste as good as they smell. Wren laughed and nodded. They taste good. They pretty much dissolve in your mouth as soon as they hit your tongue. I looked side to side to make sure Penny wasn't near and popped two into my mouth. Whoa, I gasped. That is trippy. I smacked my lips. And tasty. Wren grabbed the container and set it away from me. I told you. I bet Kingston would love those. I started giving them to Penny when her first tooth popped through. Not like she actually needs teeth to eat them, she muttered. The little pieces of cereal literally dissolved on my tongue. A baby could totally gum their way through a container of the magic pieces of cereal. No babies in here? Nikki laughed. She sat down at the table with Wren and me. I was hoping to get some baby lovin' in. I closed one eye and squinted. I know I haven't told you this before, but you saying baby loving is a little creepy. Nikki scoffed and waved her hand at me. You know what I mean. With you and Wren having babies so close together, and now Raven and Myra popping out barely two weeks apart, this place is like a baby factory. Wren laughed lightly. It's hard to believe that Cole is already one. I know Carmen is torn between being happy he's stumbling around and also crying that her baby isn't a baby anymore. Oh, please, I laughed. Cole will always be her baby, whether he is 1 or 21. And you know that goes for Kingston, Penny, Belle, and Ender, Nikki pointed out. And whatever other little bundles of joy happen to come along. I winked at Nikki. She put her feet on the edge of the seat and hugged her legs to her chest. Maybe someday. Nikki and Pipe had been trying to have a baby for months, but nothing yet. I told her she needed to stop trying and just let it happen. Sometimes you just need to let everything go and see what comes to you. I knew Nikki and Pipe would be amazing parents, so they just needed to wait for the universe to send a sweet baby their way. So, Wren cleared her throat. What do you have on the agenda for today? She asked me. 24 days until you're Mrs. Beardylocks. I rubbed my hands together and smiled. And I'll have the same last name as Kingston and Wrecker. That was what I really wanted. Once that happened, I would have my little family. Mine. Has anyone seen my baby? Carmen stumbled into the common room with disheveled hair and one strap of her tank top hanging off. I fell asleep while Nickel and Cole watched Paw Patrol, and then I woke up alone. Did they go home? I asked. I had seen Nickel headed out the front door with Cole on his hip. They were both bundled up, and he had the diaper bag on his shoulder. Carmen's brow furrowed. Without me? She untied her hair tie and repiled her hair on top of her head in a messy knot. Girl, Wren laughed, you've been running on empty the past week. A blind man could see you needed a good nap for a few hours. If I were you, I would head back into that bedroom and go back to sleep. How the hell am I supposed to sleep when I don't know where my baby is? She squealed. She pulled her phone out of her pocket and pushed a loose tendril of hair behind her ear. Oh, Nickel messaged me, she mumbled. She stared at her phone, and then a smile spread across her lips. Spill, girl, I called. Carmen looked up and tucked her phone back in her pocket. Nickel and Cole went Christmas shopping. Her eyes watered, and a dopey smile graced her lips.
For me?
Jealous! I shouted. He should have taken Wrecker with him. God knows what that man is going to give me for Christmas. Ha ha ha, Nikki chuckled. I'm pretty sure he's giving you a wedding for Christmas. I scoffed and rolled my eyes. We're getting married on Christmas so he can't forget the day, not because it's romantic. If I could have planned Kingston to be born on a holiday, I would have. Well, I guess he can't really forget your anniversary that way. Carmen headed into the kitchen and opened the fridge. Are there any leftovers of that chicken thing Carney made last night? Negative. Like most things Carney makes, there are scarcely ever leftovers. Nikki sighed and leaned her head back. I'm sure she's going to make something soon. We had become rather dependent on Carney feeding us. Thankfully, she didn't mind it at all. All the meals she made for us, she used on her blog. We always had to wait until she had a photo shoot with every meal, but once that was over, it was a free-for-all. Carmen slammed the fridge and frowned. Or we could order pizza. She looked over at us. And burgers. I'm game with that. I was trying to lose some weight before the wedding, but Wrecker put a kibosh on that as soon as he figured it out. He told me I wasn't about to lose my ass or tits just to fit into a damn dress for a few hours. Ren raised her hand and waved it in the air. Amen to that. I think we can all agree that skipping a meal to fit into a cow print wedding dress is not what we are going to do. We're all gonna look like cows anyway, right? Nikki laughed. Hey, I protested. At least we're doing subtle brown and white cow print. As if I would pick the same cow print we had worn for Cora's wedding. As if. Ah, yes, Nikki chuckled. You should never do Holstein for a wedding. Always go with Ayrshire's. The fact you know the difference kind of scares me. All that cow talk Alice does is wearing off on us, Carmen tisked. Now, who is ordering the pizza and burgers? Ren pulled out her phone and shook her head. I got it. Are you sure Nicole isn't going to pick you up and whisk you back to your house? Carmen shrugged. He can whisk me away after I eat. He can whisk you off, and Cole can stay the night with Pipe and me, Nikki volunteered. Something tells me you two could use a night to yourselves. Carmen scoffed. I just had a 2-hour uninterrupted nap. I don't need a night away from Cole. But maybe you need a night away from Cole so you can spend some uninterrupted time with your man. I winked and clicked my tongue. I'm sure Auntie Nikki would be more than happy to spend some time with her nephew. You're serious? Carmen asked. Nikki nodded. Totally. I love Cole, and I know Pipe does too. It'll be fun for us. And then you and Nicole can have your own fun. Ren typed on her phone and smiled. So I just ordered pizza and burgers to fuel you up, and then you can run off with Nicole for 24 hours. Do Auntie Nikki and Uncle Pipey think this could be extended to other... I cleared my throat and pasted a huge smile on my face. Amazing people?
As long as you never call me Uncle Pipey ever again, I'll agree with whatever you're badgering my woman for.
Pipe sauntered over to Nikki and bent over to press a kiss to the top of her head.
What did I just agree to?
He whispered to Nikki. She reached up and patted his cheek. You agreed to be a rotating babysitter for the girls. Pipe shrugged.
I'm okay with that.
I pumped my fist in the air. Hell yeah! We are so going to make a chart and figure out which baby you get and when.
Whoa, whoa, Pipe protested. I am not babysitting every night. Now, maybe now and then, but I am not signing up for more than one weekend a month.
I tipped my head to the side and closed one eye. I think we can work with that. I would take one night away from baby spit-ups and diapers even once or twice a month. We'll rotate. Did you know Nicole kidnapped Cole and took him shopping for Carmen? Nikki asked Pipe. Pipe nodded.
Yeah, he asked me if I wanted to come with him, but I could shop whenever I want. Perks of not having a baby.
Nikki rolled her eyes. Something told me she would happily give that perk up in a heartbeat if it meant she could get pregnant. I put my arm around her shoulder and gave her a squeeze. You want to get drunk? Nikki scoffed and shook her head. I think I'm good. The offer stands. Forever, I smirked. Do we have any wedding shit to do today? Carmen asked. I rolled my eyes and folded my arms over my chest. No shit to do today other than eat pizza and burgers. Now that is my kind of shit to do. Ren set her phone on the table and smiled. Pizza will be here in an hour.
An hour? Pipe scoffed. How much did you order?
Ren glanced at me. Enough. What about tomorrow? Nikki interrupted. For some reason, my mom brain is telling me something is going on tomorrow.
Dress fitting.
December 2nd. Alice. Are you sure you're going to be okay with Kingston? I can take him with me. Wrecker leaned against the kitchen counter and crossed his ankles. I didn't know how the man did it, but he was fine with a capital F even when he was just drinking a cup of coffee. I mean, it helped that he was shirtless, wearing gray sweatpants and barefoot. I never thought I would be one to think of feet as sexy, but Wrecker's were. It probably had to do with the fact that he didn't have socks or shoes on, which meant that he wasn't going anywhere.
Why do you think you need to take Kingston with you when you're going to do dress shit? He drawled.
I shrugged and fiddled with a loose string on my shirt. I don't know if you're busy doing things.
My boy is more important than anything I could do today.
What about tomorrow?
Same, babe. My woman and my boy come first. That means you don't need to haul Kingston with you to the dress store when he can stay with me.
You are sure you don't mind babysitting? Wrecker closed his eyes and took a deep breath. You okay? I whispered. Maybe he woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. His eyes snapped open.
It's not babysitting when he's my boy, Alice.
Oh, well, you're right, but I just didn't want to assume anything.
You didn't want to assume that I am responsible for taking care of my kid?
I cringed and looked anywhere but at Wrecker. Well, when you put it like that, yes? Wrecker shook his head and took three giant steps toward me. He scooped me out of the chair and hoisted me up in his arms. What are you doing? I wrapped my arms around his neck. He plastered his hand to my butt, and I wrapped my legs around his waist.
Trying to figure out what is going on in that head of yours, he grunted.
A whole hell of a lot. Wedding dress, flowers, how many apps we will need at the reception, cows, should we get a dog for Kingston, sugar cookies, headdresses for baby calves, watermelon and ginger snap cookies. That was the short list of things I had thought about since I woke up 45 minutes ago. Wrecker turned and planted my ass on the counter.
I never ask you what you're thinking because I know that can be like falling into a black hole.
Hey, I protested. If I had an actual heart, I would be so offended by that. Wrecker pressed a kiss to my lips.
You have the biggest heart of anyone I know, Alice.
You just called my mind a black hole. He leaned back and looked me in the eye.
Is that really that far from the truth?
You know, sometimes it really isn't that amazing that you know me so well. I humphed and pouted out my lips. Maybe I don't want you to know how crazy I am. He shook his head and pressed a kiss to the tip of my nose.
You're not crazy, baby. You just have a different way about you.
A different way about me? I laughed. Did you bump your head when you got out of bed?
No, but this just goes to show you have a different way about you because I was irritated that you didn't think you could leave Kingston with me, and now I don't even know what we are talking about.
That was pretty typical when you talked to me. Conversations took four turns, and there was always a twist at the end. I just didn't want to assume you could take Kingston today while I'm gone. Wrecker growled and shook his head. Are you back to being annoyed with me? I reached up and wrapped my hands around the end of his beard. I just know you're busy with the club.
I will never be too busy for Kingston or you. You gotta know that by now, baby.
I combed my fingers through his beard and sighed. I do know it, but I just don't want you to think I'm being bossy or a bridezilla by needing you to hang with Kingston.
Everything you just said isn't helping to unannoy me.
Unannoy you? I laughed. I think you've been hanging out with me too much, handsome. You're making up words.
You can rub on me all you want.
I rolled my eyes and leaned toward him. That's not exactly what I meant.
I know, baby.
I pressed a kiss to his lips and sighed. You're too good to me, I whispered.
Just keep that to yourself, baby.
Don't worry. I won't let anyone know you're a teddy bear under that beard and icy attitude.
That's only for you, he growled.
And Kingston?
He'll get some of my sweet baby, but you're gonna get the most of it.
Oh, I laughed. Are you gonna be a hard-ass dad? I could see Wrecker being that way, but there would always be love behind everything.
I'm gonna be his dad, baby, not his friend.
He reached up and pressed his palm to my cheek.
Now kiss me and get your ass over to Carmen's. I'm gonna spend the day with my son while his mom goes out and enjoys herself.
Be careful, I warned. I could get used to this. You stay home with Kingston, and I go tear up the town all the time.
Fine by me.
I frowned and pouted out my lips. You were supposed to argue with me so then I could be like, oh, fine, I won't go out because I don't really want to go out all of the time without either of you. He pressed one last kiss to my lips and winked.
I know.
He stepped back and reached for his coffee cup.
You keep me on my toes, Alice. I need to do the same thing to you.
I shook my head and jumped off the counter. No, I think we need to agree that I will keep you wild, and you'll keep me safe. Wrecker reached out and grabbed my hand. He pulled me to his chest and wrapped his arm around my waist. You're gonna give me whiplash this morning, I complained.
I'll always keep you safe, Alice, until my last breath.
I tipped my head back, and my eyes connected with his. I could say I'll hold you to that, but I know I'll never have to worry about it as long as you're next to me.
I love you, Alice.
Every time those words came out of Wrecker's mouth, my heart skipped a beat. I was crazy. Hell, slightly insane if we're being honest. But I wasn't so crazy that I didn't realize a god of a man when I met one. I love you too, Beardy Locks.
Wrecker. It's you and me today, bud. I looked down at Kingston lying in his crib as he moved his legs up and down while he held his hands out in front of him. Any ideas of what we should do today? I waited for a beat and smiled. I actually know exactly what we are going to do. I scooped Kingston out of his crib and cradled him in my arms. You and I need to go get Mama her wedding ring. Should we ask one of your uncles if they want to come with us? Kingston looked up and blew a spit bubble. You're right. I think this is a mission for just you and me. Alice had gotten Kingston dressed before she left, even though I told her she didn't need to. All I needed to do was grab the diaper bag and put him in his car seat. I really did mean it when I told Alice I would never not want to be with Kingston. There were now two people in this world I would die for. Alice and Kingston were my forever. And Alice would officially be mine in 23 days.
Alice. You can't take that in there. I looked down at the brown paper bag in my hand. It's not like it's booze, Myra. I think if it were booze, that would be better, Carmen laughed. Are you serious? I lifted the bag into the air. Why do you think we can't bring fries into the dress fitting? Because, knowing you, you will get your hands all greasy and then wipe them on your expensive-ass dress. Nikki swung open the door to the dress shop. But I'm not going to stop you. I know from first-hand experience that if we try to stop you, you're gonna do it to the extreme. Extreme fry-eating? Carney giggled. Sounds like something I could write about in my blog. I pointed at Carney and shook my head. You know you are not allowed to use my craziness in your blog unless you want to start paying me. I think if she starts using you in her blog, she'll lose followers. Carmen hooked her arm through mine and pulled me into the dress shop. Is this Be Mean to Alice Day? I laughed. First you guys tell me I can't bring fries in, and then you tell me I'm not entertaining enough for Carney's blog? We strolled up to the front desk, and Carmen dinged the bell. I'll be out in just a second, a voice called from somewhere in the back of the store. I still can't believe that we are here. Raven whispered. I thought for sure Carmen or Nikki would be the next to get hitched. Nikki flipped off Raven and stuck her tongue out. I am more than okay just being Pipe's old lady. Yeah, Carmen agreed. We don't need no stinking ring. Okay, Ren hummed. You guys can say that, but I can tell you right now I would kill for Maniac to pop the question. If that man doesn't do it soon, I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands and ask the man myself. I would pay to have you do that. Carney leaned against the desk and played with a stack of post-it notes. Maniac would probably shake his head and walk away.
I'm pretty sure all of the guys would shake their heads, I laughed. Could you imagine me proposing to Wrecker? I laughed loudly and opened my bag of fries. He'd start to think that I was actually insane, and not in a cute way as he does right now. Who knows how to make insane look cute? A woman walked out of the back of the store with a huge smile on her face. She looked in her late 50s and had her graying brunette hair piled on top of her head. I need to know the secret. Everyone pointed at me. She is the crazy one, but it really is cute most of the time, Carmen answered. Most of the time? I scoffed. I think you mean all of the time. I was damn cute. I did land the bearded wonder, didn't I? Bearded wonder? Is he a superhero or something? The woman cackled. I'm sure in his own head he is, but he's really just the prez of an MC. Carmen bumped her shoulder into me. But Alice might tell you he is a superhero when it comes to the bedroom. He's pretty amazing. I batted my eyelashes. He did impregnate me and is now watching our baby without so much of a protest. Honey, that is something he should be doing. The woman behind the desk patted my hand. Some men these days seem to think just breathing is a gift to women. I leaned against the counter and sighed. I miss some men like that. I tend to shove them in my trunk. The woman reared back an inch. Well, I guess that is one way to deal with them. Your crazy is showing, Carmen whispered. I hushed Carmen. I can talk about it. I'm past the statute of limitations. I winked at the woman. I had a boyfriend who got handsy with me when I didn't want it, so I decided to shove him in my trunk and drive around for a while. The woman bit her bottom lip. How long is a while? 2-3 hours. The woman stifled her laugh and cleared her throat. I mean, that seems more than fair to me. I held my hand out to her and smiled. I figured you would see things my way. What's your name? You weren't here the day I picked out my dress. Amy. She shook my hand and looked at the other girls. I'm actually the owner of the shop. One of my girls called in sick today, so you're going to have to deal with me. I rattled off everyone's names as I pointed to them. Carmen, Nikki, Ren, Carney, Cora, Myra, Wendy, and Raven. We're like the Three Musketeers three times over. Or the Three Stooges, Nikki muttered. Well, Amy laughed. It's nice to see such a large group in here. It breaks my heart when just the bride comes in by herself. I need to have a group of women waiting in the storeroom I can just let out when a bride needs them. Maybe Amy is more like Alice than we know. She wants to hide people in the storeroom, Carmen whispered. At least it's bigger than a trunk, Carney pointed out. You need, like, a hype crew, I interrupted. Someone who can come in and tell your brides they are fabulous with a capital F. Amy laughed and nodded. That is exactly what I want, but they need to be on call. I need a bat phone. Hype phone, I exclaimed. You could totally call me when you have a lonely bride, and we could bust in here with margaritas, cheese, and party hats. Nikki nodded to my sack of fries. Or French fries. I rolled my eyes. The food can be customized to whatever I am craving at the time. You mean the bride? Amy asked. Yeah, her too. I grabbed a fry and popped it in my mouth. We really need to do this because I can't tell you how much fun that would be. For the bride? Amy asked again. Yes. Though I knew I would end up having the most fun. Could you imagine getting a phone call out of the blue to go to the bridal shop and sit around playing dress up? Count me the fuck in. Well, let's get you into your dress and make sure it fits just right. I was going to have you in one of the small rooms, but I don't think that is going to work. She turned and motioned to the large area behind her with dressing rooms on each side. You guys can just hang out here, and I'll get some chairs hauled out. No, no, Carmen called. We can get the chairs. You don't need to do any more work just because we're the Nine Stooges. I thought we were musketeers, Wendy pouted. The girls fanned out and grabbed all of the chairs from the different fitting rooms. They flanked a large set of mirrors at the end of the room, and I stepped up to the mirrors. Wow, Amy laughed as she stepped out of the back room. You guys work quick, and this is a pretty good setup. Normally we don't have fittings out here, but this works well. We don't tend to do things the normal way, Wendy laughed. Normal is overrated, I scoffed. I held out my arms and wiggled my fingers at the dress bag Amy was holding. Gimme! She looked around and motioned to one of the smaller fitting rooms. You can at least get dressed in there. I rolled my eyes and propped my hand on my hip. I'm not going to have you in that tiny room on my wedding day. You need to show my stooges how to get this dress on me. Oh, well, I suppose you will have your maid of honor and bridesmaids helping you. Amy skirted around the girls and stepped up next to me. Nikki raised her hand. Speaking of your maid of honor, have you actually picked one? Sure. That was a question I didn't want to answer because I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I loved all the girls, and each of them held unique but different places in my life. Carmen laughed. Sure you picked one? I nodded and turned to Amy. Put the dress on me. It's shiny and will distract them. Hold up, Ren called. Just tell us who you picked. None of us are going to be mad if we didn't get picked. Yeah, Carney agreed. I mean, we're at least all bridesmaids. That was true. I sighed and pursed my lips. Fine. It will be Nikki because she's the person who introduced me to Wrecker and the Lords. Without her, I never would have met any of you and Wrecker. I love how she mentioned Wrecker's second. Nikki bumped her fist with Cora's. Sisters before misters. Raven leaned forward and looked at Nikki. At this point, I'm committed to Clash as much as I am to you guys. Amen to that, I agreed. I can't picture my future without Wrecker or you guys. The good old captain is the start of this, Nikki pointed out. If she hadn't fallen for the bad boy biker who came to visit his grandma every week, none of us would have happened. You're right, Carmen agreed. But you need to be her maid of honor. Legit, she would never have met Wrecker if it hadn't been for you. Fine. Nikki groaned but smiled wide. I guess I accept being your maid of honor. Oh, God, Raven groaned. I suppose we're supposed to forget how you were bitching and moaning about all the reasons why you better be the maid of honor, and if she didn't pick you, you were going to egg her house? Nikki let out a high-pitched laugh. I was not bitching. I was just passionate about being right next to Alice when she marries the bearded wonder. Right, Carney laughed. We'll go with that. She leaned toward Nikki. Make sure you cancel your Instacart order for 12 dozen eggs, she whispered loudly. Nikki mimicked Carney. Cancel your order, blah, blah, blah. She flipped off Carney but pulled her phone out of her pocket. What you doing? I sang. Nikki glanced at me and smiled. Just getting my notes app open so I can start taking notes and stuff for the wedding. She swiped a few times and then held the phone up to her face. The app has face recognition? Ren asked. No, but I'm sure her Instacart app does, Raven drawled. Fine, Nikki shouted. I'm canceling the order, though, and it's not like I was actually going to egg her house tonight or anything. I was going to give you another few days for you to make your decision. And this was why I loved these girls so much. They were just as crazy as I was. Cancel the order and get your ass up here, Nikki. You're going to be the one strapping my ass in here like a sausage. You want to be the maid of honor, so now you're the one in charge of me. She wrinkled her nose and tapped her phone a couple of times. Oh, fuck. The order is already on the way to my house. She sighed and shoved her phone in her pocket. Pipe is going to have a nice surprise when he opens the door. You could always make deviled eggs, I suggested. I've always loved those little fuckers. She ordered 12 dozen eggs. That means if you make deviled eggs, you're going to have 288 deviled eggs. Raven whistled and shook her head. You and Wrecker are going to be Dutch ovening each other for days. I think we all would be. I don't think you'd be able to walk 5 feet without walking into someone's gas wind. Carney grabbed her purse and unzipped it. I bet I could come up with some other recipes that we could use the eggs for. What have you got there? I asked. I stood on my tiptoes and peered into Carney's purse. Did I mention that Carney's purse was pretty damn big? She pulled out a bottle of hot sauce, a Tupperware container, and a bag of chips. Chips and cheese dip. The cheese should still be warm. I also have a tray of cupcakes in the trunk of the car. Excuse me, what? Amy asked. Carney pried the lid off the container and pulled a spoon out of her purse. Food is always present when we're doing things, Amy. Perhaps Alice should have warned you. You guys give me...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?